song is really true. I want everyone to listen and believe. There's a lot of little people from a long time ago. And all the things I never said and done. Early in the morning, can you think you went to work? Selling lots of chairs in the San Bernardino space.
Started calling it Dweezeldorf. I doubt whether they have any new names for Berlin, but I think we're going to have some fun tonight anyway. So let's continue on with the program.
Thank you. Choose the hands.
either a nice iron sausage or some evil device from The Torture Never Stops. Oh, you like trouble every day, huh? Maybe later. Technical reboot on stage, and then we'll get going. You guys feeling all right so far, though? Very nice. With this white light right in my face, I don't really see many of you. I see a few in the front row, and that's about it. I can't really see the rest of you guys just yet. But I have a feeling you're out there. It's not necessary at this point. We'll keep going. But I tell you what, this next song we're about to do will feature all these fine musicians that you see on stage. Some of them are brand new to Frank's music, even. And a lot of them, they had heard it, but they never had a chance to play it. So we worked on it really hard for a long time. And I'm impressed with these guys. But I'm gonna challenge them right now. See, you saw earlier, Frank had taught his band some hand signals. We have some of our own, and we'll see what kind of trouble I can get into here right now. There's one new hand signal. That one, you need to remember it from last night. I'm not going to tell the audience what it is. All right, yes. Mental telepathy. That's what it's all about. Okay. So, without further ado, let's do this.
Margarine.
you. Next song, Frank has described as being written about alien spaceships landing in the Andes. I hear a few people that are wooing and clapping. I guess that means you might know what song it is. Well, George Duke might be somewhere in the United States. I'm not exactly sure where. I don't have him on some sort of radar device, but... that's coming soon. do you guys know the name of this song? That's good. You see, I'm very excited that I'm in a room filled with people that know the names of the songs and are excited about the content of them. you don't understand. It's been so long. I've never had the opportunity to. It's like I'm forming a tribe with all of you. It's very exciting. It's been a long time since Frank's music has been on a live stage in this way, so we're excited to be here. Now let's go land that spaceship in the Andes.
Oh,
night, we played this song for the first time, and people seem to enjoy it, so I think we will try it again and see how you like it. It's really what you could call a new song of Frank's, because it only recently came out. It was discovered in the vaults not so long ago. Anybody have any idea what it might be called? Ah, yes. That is correct, sir. Yes, we're playing Stump the Berliner, and we can't do it. So, it is a new song, and obviously a few of you have heard it, but the rest of you, maybe it will be a new song for you, and we hope you like it. Thank you so much, everybody. We're going to take a short little 10 or 15 minute intermission and come back with Terry Bozzio. So we can get started. Right now, it is our great pleasure to bring to the stage one of the world's finest drummers, one of the most exciting drummers to watch, Mr. Terry Bozzio. Just too kind. Say this, guys. Yes, I'll say, you know, this guy who kind of hits things, and he's, you know, he's pretty good. Is that better, more to your liking?
Yeah, I'm okay, but you know what they really want? They came because I'm so fucking cute.
You think so?
I think so.
What?
musical groups used to appear every 15 minutes, utilizing some new promotional device. Some of those devices have been known to leave irreparable scars on the minds of foolish young consumers. Well, one such case is seated before us. Little, still skinny, still rocking Terry Bozzio, that cute little drummer. Back in 1976, Terry fell in love with a publicity photo of a boy named Punky Meadows, lead guitar player from a group called Angel. In the photograph, Punky was seen with a beautiful shiny hairdo in a semi-profile that emphasized the pooched-out succulence of his insolent, pouting rictus. The sight of which drove the helpless young drummer mad with desire.
Here is Punky.
so pretty. I'd like to buy his neck. I heard a rumor he's more fluid than champagne.
Come on, pumpkin, get one. Hey, Terry.
I got a question for you. Have you ever played this, that song, rather, Punkies in Berlin? But I can't recall. You know, one night kind of blurs into another.
In the world of Terry Bozio, yes it does.
Oh.
You know, rough questions, right?
Well, you know, now that you have
my old signature stick.
Yeah.
And I use Aquanet to keep my hair. Okay. Now I don't want to hear another question.
Yes. All right. I'll keep it brief then. So that's pretty cool that we're actually playing together right now, because I grew up watching you play in Frank's band, and it was such a great learning experience. You know, I mean, just seeing you guys made it look so easy, and I know now it is not.
This is true. But you know, here, I must say the same thing. I was really impressed with you from the first record we did together, which is what? Herbie Hancock?
Yeah, we did have a wipeout thing, yeah. Yep.
And then your own records, Champion Horn Guitar was challenging and fun, and you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, and now I'm just proud that you're all grown up doing this. And
thank
I'm so
you.
Happy to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
About damn time, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess you might know that Terry is the drummer that first played the Black Page, and it's pretty impressive. I mean, just on drums, it's very impressive. But there is a melody that was written to it that came afterwards. So the whole thing is really one of my favorite compositions. But right now, we're going to perform for you the Black Page. And it's a unique arrangement, so let's have some fun, shall we?
Mr. Steve Vine. But it's great to have Steve on stage with us now. For those of you who might not know, when I started playing guitar when I was 12 years old, my first guitar teacher was Mr. Steve Vai. Yes, he was a cruel taskmaster. Some might call him a martinet, but not I. Yes, that is the cruelest of all taskmasters. No, but I have persevered, my fingers have bled, and you know, now it's fun, but way back when, it was a challenge.
Don't let him kid you, he was great even back then.
Yes, thank you. Well, we have many more things to play for you, so we might as well just get right back to the program. Let's do it. Thank you.
shoes in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. But by myself I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raising my lonely
You're enjoying yourself.
You guys ready for another one, or do you need a rest? Alright, we got something for you.
Oh my.
Thank you. Well, this is the end of our evening. Well, I'm looking at a piece of paper right here. It says it's the end of our evening, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. We're going to play this last song, and Frank used to end a lot of shows with this song, and in particular, people seem to really like it here in Germany. It actually has some German lyrics, and if you know them, feel free to sing along.
Thank you.
You guys, I know we have a curfew, so we're going to play it a little bit more if you guys want us to. Guys, I think you'll be happy with what's coming your way. All right.
Serious poncho. No food.
better check it out the news. Tell my eyeballs fail to see. You see, they see that every day. There's just another rotten mess. And money's gonna change, my friend. It's anybody's guess. Oh, so I'm watching and I'm living. And I'm hoping for the best.
Thank you.
butt. You guys have been a great audience. It's great to see so many people all here for the music. It means a lot to me. And I hope we get to come back next time. Soon. It's almost like it's a revolution for us. Thank you so much. I know we had a curfew some time for us to go. Now Steve-Von, Eric Hines on keyboards, Sheila Gonzalez on keyboards, Paul on saxophone, Joe Travers, the Waldmeister, on the drums. Billy Halding on percussion. Pete Griffin on the bass. The Shocker, Jamie Time on guitar. Mr. Terry Bozio on the drums. Napoleon Murphy Broad on lead vocals and saxophone. And Lil Wolfie on some guitar. Thank you so much for coming to concert, everybody.